This is a draft version audio. Permission to distribute or use any content in this audio is currently not granted. Thank you. Gmail Magda Pond We Never Never Can Say Try, Try No, Try Not, Humana Chat, Kevin Mark, Solutions Forward in hashtag Stop Gangstalking into My Humana Health Care, Addressing HIV Untreatable, hashtag Conspiracy Exposed Terminates App, Real Up Human, .net Tuesday, August 25, 2020 at 7:52 p.m. to Kevin Mark, Humana Chat, Kevin Mark, Spark of Life Yeah. Balanced or Wobble Trust in this chat. Info at nightcolumbia.org, Truth Finder Help, The Mouse Trap, San Bernardino County District 5 Supervisor hashtag Letter in Charge of Sanity Ever Hate, Gonzalez, info at lawenforcement.social, Mike at mikebers.com, Lieutenant Nelson Carrington, Western District Commander, San Bernardino Police Department, Wendy.Holmquist at dbh.sbcounty.gov, Bill Hirsch image.png A plea of mercy from a citizen of the United States of America Stop, stop the hate, stop law enforcement enables and condones the hate. By mere silence in these issues. But I know there is more than just silence everlasting that is happening. Are you aware yet? Hashtag stop gangstalking, hashtag stop gangstalking, but you won't stop your hate. Instead of being the hashtag start gangstalking elite. CQCQCQ CQCQ SOS 911 anyone receiving. You are freely given at your demand permission to share. Note of content, public domain disclosed, there is no privacy considered in this content, ACT appropriate. Hashtag deal with it humans. To be filed under and public received from peace-of-shit.fucktuphuman.net valid, not yet specific content defined, pile-of-poo.mucktuphuman.net valid, not yet specific content defined, what do you prefer for your direct name aid? Others already fall here defined, what makes it different for you? A response, betrayal of the commons, applied technology lesser known of use, will be explained below http://humana-chat.followup-email.kevin-mark.hivuntreatable.conspiracy-exposed-terminates-app.peace-of-shit.conspiracy-of-rights.to-be-or-not-to-dash-to-dash-be-the-question.betrayal-of-the-commons.fucktuphuman.net/hashtag words to live by, YouTube multi-part video playlist, video 7, a series of what-ifs are introduced in this video. Loss of human life. The life and wrongful death of James Martin Driscoll. Ref. Wobble, in this video onto the chat referenced in this email. The lesson, I can't trust this wobble, it is obvious. How to build and rebuild trust, Francis Fry 368,703 views, May 25, 2018 TED 17.8 M subscribers all to, recipients must respond, to remove their names out of the public view. CC, will be removed by default. BCC, are included. The addressing in this email is deductively guessed based on what appears as emailing ID assignment name standard conventions found in the processing here at this site, humana.com. This is verified by technology by the allowance pass or rejection of this email address and all other addresses used here have prior correspondence in regards of these matters, from my IDs, and, never responded to. All non-response conditions from the to field in this content will be considered CO conspirators of imperatives to process in violations of U.S. Code. I am in no way kidding and this is not a joke. In no way is the list in the to field complete. Many others willfully are included in this violation of law over a period of more than 15 years. Documented proven. A massive mischievous marvel of molding muck, for sure conspiracy exposed. It must be terminated ASAP. Recommend an impartial lawyer anyone. Search results featured snippet from the web title 18, USC, section 241 conspiracy against rights it further makes it unlawful for two or more persons to go in disguise on the highway or on the premises of another with the intent to prevent or hinder his, her free exercise or enjoyment of any rights so secured. Federal Civil Rights Statutes, FBI, FBI.gov search results I will define highway here as, the information superhighway, featured snippet from the web section 242 of Title 18 makes it a crime for a person acting under color of any law to willfully deprive a person of a right or privilege protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States, May 19, 2020 deprivation of rights under color of law and should I die. Without this conspiracy being broken, a wrongful death suit could be sought by finding and comprehending the story that is documented real-time events on my internet domains serving a life journal of James Martin Driscoll for now more than 15 years. Quite organized, I am proud of that. What is not realized by most internet users as it relates to the technologies designed by the creators of these protocols long time ago. There is an alternative operating mode of internet domain technology configurations in essence. Instead of requiring objects to be pre-assigned, and if not assigned, processing is rejected by error. In this alternative operating mode, available to all internet domains across this technology, the exact opposite is then reversed, assumption inverted, or rather assumptions are not considered at all. There is no such condition in any future time possible to most imperative relevant when it is to a extreme here. Reflective are our social norms and imbalances of hashtag OwlLivesMatter, hashtag BlackLivesMatter, hashtag BlueLivesMatter where the designers of our internet did not take into consideration where describing internet connections and accessibility. And it is when you know the root of these technologies, extensive, expansive reflections, why this is fundamental and what debates must have been placed, or simply commons prevailed, in the simple of its late 1960s humanity thought decoded reasoning sources, study of the roots of the internet itself, it is the only way it can work. For those who can't see this vision, too late, the genie was released from the bottle, a good genie, such a simple five-word here what this invention is, hashtag OwlMatters from hashtag OwlSources, must pass, as important hashtag deal with it human. The technology scope is called catch-all. Every combination of allowable size for name-aid passes this logic check to the next process rather than creating an error. In the email header here, this same technology spec is applied in the ID name descriptor of the to addressing but in fact has no default pass, reject logic gate in the protocol itself but only in applied human match filtering if such is applied by humans after compliant POP3 applied processing is performed. In my history, I have very few individual human sources identities to be rejected, really. Most are true spam sources operating bot code. Flowcode Sir Mike iSocialCop buyers fucked up human net.png a privacy, Flowcode, com QR scan with the icon center message, American flag and vote. Image referenced in this expanded matters version, http://webdomains.realapumin.net/humana.com/a-homosexually-active-demand-directive-sbcounty-opening-parenthesis-3-closing-parenthesis.png messaging forward, people the feeling I have is real I just want to go home the great soul cloud greater than in the sky image of San Bernardino County District Attorney's operating logo, Star of Justice, center with the words written inside star. Jason Anderson District Attorney, and word written around the outside star, San Bernardino County District Attorney's Office on top. Bottom, equal justice for all, equal justice for all. Which is obviously bullshit. Image.png image description, VectorStock, id 16,911,655 used so far without permission, will be seeking permissions in public presentation of this message. An emoji pile of poo with a somewhat smiling face of an apparent officer of the law by wearing such identifying head-dressed hat. The right hand saluted above his right brow as he expressed, hi. And left arm with hand fist clenched looking to perhaps strike in violence and to act in some kind of fight. Also depicted in this image is the obvious signs the smell of this shit police man with a two-faced appearance has attracted some flies as these three files are flying above in the top of this image. Why do flies see the truth? This artist has two, but most of the public are still walking as if the air does not stink. Why do they ignore me, allow this to continue? If they can do it, I can do it for each and every one of you. Below, page foundation process function closing, do we or do we not have a change in focus and priority? V5N1 Introduction to Standards Marlon Riggs, 1994 Oakland, awesome Back to this email addressed concerns to Humana Rep. Kevin Mark, also not widely used across the net greater than 90% of internet domains have this feature described above disabled on a different scope as it applies to internet traffic not email addressing. If you made this syntax, assumption must be applied, most internet traffic today would reject in error what is basically the same rule set of ID assignment that describes a unique ID digital object, affixed and applied on in real-time processing of an internet. As is most known digital object one for an internet email address the at domain.x to form an email, POP3 compliant valid ID as an email address protocol. Valid only if such DNS or email box ID might be conditions that change. Which DNS lookup to return an actual now IP6 format routed communication channel real time to direct the communications. All content URL addressing for content stored at all of my internet domains follows the serve all function of URL addressing, that is placed into the chat of this real conducted conversation regarding my health care and the obvious interfering of a prevailing attitude of conspiracy in the greater places of consulate of our society outside my reach. This as it applies in HIV, AIDS doctor provider care, I am, by mere specified health consideration, within an illegal, informational quarantine, that is against all sanity of my rights and freedoms of First Amendment and Title 19 United Nations Declaration of Human Rights motions to carry forward. I am not alone in this quarantine, but it sure seems no one can talk about this, mention of this makes, people, slime away and block out the context. Why? The matter is real. This concern and consideration of what appears before you, is a more known prevailing reality that is not disclosed, but kept from being exposed to the greater public. In that, I cannot trust Kevin Mark in all of this, but must start somewhere. Meaning of words.care.co screenshot 25 August 2020 at 16.36.22 display 2.png HIV untreatable make the world a better place save my life. I have no HIV doctor provider care since March 2019 because I cannot have an open, honest doctor-patient relationship with such a person in this country. I must go to the United Nations, renounce my United States nationality and change to a different country that does not allow the haters to intentionally win. I expect you to fail, for you must fail, for why you must fail you want me dead. Meaning of words Lieutenant Nelson Carrington, made with cared, my mother has some tax to perform, I will be leaving the city of San Bernardino in my car on my birthday at 1200 noon if no one comes to the arrest of this haters collective agenda, the arrest of me, not likely, the death of me, perhaps, but for sure I will never ever be back into the city of San Bernardino without these people being addressed of their civic duty, and those words made already, the actions I have packed. Promised, on bended new and APOLIGZED for this behavior, Command Staff Lieutenant Nelson Carrington, Western District Commander Lieutenant Nelson Carrington was born in New York, and relocated to San Bernardino in 1989 with his family. He joined the San Bernardino Police Department in 2005. As a police officer, Nelson worked patrol, and a variety of specialty assignments, including the Community Interagency Training and Enforcement Team, Crime Impact Team and Gang Unit. In 2014, Nelson was promoted to the rank of detective. In that role, Nelson served as a gang detective, patrol corporal, field training officer, department recruiter and training corporal. Nelson is also a recognized and certified taser, less lethal munitions, defensive tactics, firearms, active shooter and patrol rifle instructor. In 2018, Nelson was promoted to the rank of sergeant, serving as a patrol supervisor and the personnel and training unit manager. As the personnel and training unit manager, Nelson and his team were responsible for the hiring of new police officers and professional staff as well as designing and providing training for all department employees. During Nelson's tenure as the personnel and training unit manager, the department hired over 40 new police officers, many of whom were born and raised in the city. Nelson was certified to the rank of lieutenant in 2020 and is currently assigned as the Western District Commander. Lieutenant Jennifer Correll, Northern District Commander Lieutenant Jennifer Correll began her career with the San Bernardino Police Department in 2003. Her assignments have included patrol officer, site team member, problem-oriented policing, field training officer, district resource officer, narcotics, vice officer and was cross-sworn with the FBI Human Trafficking Task Force. In 2012, Jennifer was promoted to the rank of detective and assigned to the Specialized Enforcement Bureau until she was transferred to the Personnel and Training Division, where she completed background investigations and updated the Field Training Officer Guide. She was selected to be a detective for professional standards. In 2016, Jennifer was promoted to the rank of sergeant, and her assignments included patrol supervisor, emergency manager, community emergency response team, CERT manager, special events coordinator, terrorism liaison, and task force program supervisor. She currently has a secret clearance with the FBI. In 2019, Jennifer was promoted to the rank of lieutenant and became the Northern District Commander. She has served as an instructor for TASER, CERT, Mounted Enforcement Unit, and the Incident Command System. She has been a member of the Honor Guard Detail and the Mounted Enforcement Units for the last 15 years and currently manages both of those teams. She is a graduate of the National Emergency Management Advanced Academy and possesses her Terrorism and Homeland Security Specialist Certificate through California Officer of Emergency Services. Lieutenant Brian Harris, Central District Commander. Lieutenant Brian Harris began his career with the San Bernardino Police Department in 2001. Born and raised in Sacramento, he joined the United States Marine Corps in 1991 and served as a military policeman for 4 years. Brian attended the Rio Hondo Police Academy in 1996 and graduated with the Kiwanis Award for the Most Outstanding Cadet. Brian spent 5 years with the San Gabriel Police Department prior to joining the San Bernardino Police Department. As an officer, Brian has worked assignments in patrol, bicycle enforcement team, multiple enforcement team, SWAT, and the mounted enforcement unit. Brian promoted to the rank of detective in 2007, and his assignments included burglary detective, robbery detective, multiple enforcement team detective, and SWAT. In 2010, Brian promoted to the rank of sergeant, and his assignments included the patrol division, multiple enforcement team supervisor, and SWAT team leader. In 2016, Brian promoted to the rank of lieutenant and became the Central District Commander. His previous assignments included watch commander, field training program manager, and traffic division manager. Brian earned a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Management from California Coast University, a Bachelor of Science degree in Criminal Justice from Liberty University, and a Master of Arts in Executive Leadership from Liberty University. He is a member of Supervisory Leadership Institute Graduate Class 347, a graduate of the Los Angeles Police Department Leadership Program, and is currently attending POST Command College Class 66. Lieutenant Michael Pacevich, Southern District Commander. Lieutenant Mike Pacevich began his career with the San Bernardino Police Department in 1990. His assignments have included patrol officer, bicycle mounted enforcement team, rapid deployment force, traffic investigation, enforcement, and district resource officer. In 2007, Michael was promoted to the rank of detective and transferred to the Investigations Division, where he was assigned to the Elder Abuse and Fraud Crimes Unit. In 2012, Michael was promoted to the rank of sergeant and transferred to the Operations Division. As a supervisor, his assignments included patrol supervisor and canine unit coordinator. In 2014, Michael was assigned as the assistant watch commander, where he oversaw daily field operations. In 2019, Michael was promoted to the rank of lieutenant and became the Southern Division commander. He also manages the department's canine, unmanned aerial vehicle, and field training programs. Lieutenant Eric Fivey, Eastern District Commander. Lieutenant Eric Fivey began his career with the San Bernardino Police Department in 1992 as a reserve police officer. He was hired as a full-time sworn officer in 1994. His assignments have included patrol officer, bicycle-mounted enforcement team, multiple enforcement team, where his duties included SWAT and gang investigation. Eric was promoted to the rank of detective in 2004 and transferred to the Investigations Division, where he was assigned to the Narcotics Unit and Property Crimes. In 2009, Eric was promoted to the rank of sergeant. As a sergeant, his assignments included patrol supervisor, administrative sergeant, executive officer, personnel and training manager, emergency operations manager, terrorism liaison officer, community emergency response team, CERT coordinator, special events coordinator, and intelligence bureau supervisor. In 2018, Eric was promoted to the rank of lieutenant and became the Eastern District Commander. He formerly held the assignment of lieutenant over a specialized enforcement team. He has served as an instructor for Incident Command System, CERT, Force Options Simulator, Patrol Bicycle, Less Lethal Weapons, Active Shooter, Patrol Rifle, and Firearms. He has served auxiliary assignments on the Hostage Negotiation Team, SWAT Team, Weapons Armorer, and Field Training Officer. He has an Associate Science degree in Criminal Justice from Victor Valley College and a Bachelor of Science degree in Criminal Justice Leadership and Administration from California Baptist University. He is a graduate of the Sherman Block Supervisory Leadership Institute. He possesses an Infrastructure Protection Certificate from Texas A&M Engineering Extension Service. In 2017, he completed an Emergency Management Specialist certification through the California Office of Emergency Services. Lieutenant Paul Williams, Patrol Watch Commander. Lieutenant Paul Williams began his career with the San Bernardino Police Department in 1992 after graduating from the San Bernardino Sheriff's Academy, Class 107. He had been assigned as a patrol officer, field training officer, bicycle-mounted enforcement officer, and traffic motor officer. Paul was promoted to the rank of detective in February 2003, assigned to auto theft. Hall was promoted to the rank of sergeant in December 2004 with assignments in the Patrol Division, Operations Sergeant, and the Field Training Program. After a promotion to the rank of lieutenant in 2011, he was the manager for the Investigations Bureau, Community Affairs, Traffic Division, Front Desk, Code Enforcement, and was the Public Information Officer for the department. He had been assigned as the commander for the Community Services Division, Southern Operations, and the Investigations Division. He attended Riverside City College, Mount San Jacinto City College and graduated from the University of Phoenix with a Bachelor of Science in Business Management. He earned a Master of Arts degree in Executive Management and Leadership from Liberty University in 2016. He is a graduate of the Supervisor Leadership Institute Class 288, Post Management Course, and Post Command College Class 60. He currently serves as the Weekday Patrol Watch Commander. He is currently the Weekday Patrol Watch Commander. He has affiliations with many non-profits and currently serves on the board for the International Footprint Association Chapter 67. Lieutenant Williams has been married for 27 years and has two children. Lieutenant Scott Murray, Patrol Watch Commander. Lieutenant Scott Murray is originally from Detroit, Michigan, and moved to California in 1992 after joining the United States Air Force. Following his time in the Air Force, he attended the Rio Hondo Police Academy and was hired by the San Bernardino Police Department in 1997. As a San Bernardino police officer, Scott worked patrol, graffiti task force, bicycle enforcement, multiple enforcement team, gang unit, FBI federal gang impact team, narcotics, and field training officer. In 2007, Scott promoted to the rank of detective and was assigned as a district area detective, followed by a second tour in narcotics. In 2013, Scott was promoted to the rank of sergeant. He supervised patrol, the gang unit, and specialized enforcement team. He was also a member of the SWAT team for 14 years as a basic operator to a team leader. Scott is a department training facilitator in firearms, chemical agents deployment, dignitary protection, and active shooter. In 2020, Scott was promoted to the rank of lieutenant and currently serves as the Weekend Patrol Watch Commander. Scott is a graduate of the Sherman Block Supervisory Leadership Institute. Lieutenant Gary Schulke, Special Investigations Bureau. Lieutenant Gary Schulke began his career with the San Bernardino Police Department in October of 1991 when he attended the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Basic Police Academy. Gary was sworn in as an officer in February 1992. He was born and raised in the Inland Empire, where he raised his four children as well. His son, Ryan, is also an officer with the San Bernardino Police Department. As an officer, Gary has worked assignments in patrol, bicycle mounted enforcement team, narcotics, and narcotics detection K-9 handler. In 2003, Gary was promoted to the rank of detective, and his assignments included crimes against children detective and homicide detective. In 2006, Gary was promoted to sergeant, and his assignments included chief's executive officer, crime impact team supervisor, patrol supervisor, district resource sergeant, narcotics unit supervisor, and assistant watch commander. Gary earned a Bachelor of Science degree in criminal justice from Union Institute and University. He is a member of Supervisory Leadership Institute graduate class 431. In 2020, Gary was promoted to the rank of lieutenant. He oversees the Special Investigations Bureau, which encompasses narcotics, gangs, vice, San Bernardino County Auto Theft Task Force, and the Crisis Response Unit. Lieutenant Thomas Schenck, Investigations Division Commander. Lieutenant Thomas Schenck is originally from Colorado and moved to California in 1987 when he joined the United States Marine Corps. After 6 years in the Marine Corps, he attended the San Bernardino Sheriff's Academy and began his career with the San Bernardino Police Department in May of 1993. As an officer, Tom worked assignments in patrol, the bicycle-mounted enforcement team, the multiple enforcement team, and the narcotics unit. Tom was promoted to the rank of detective in 2006, and his assignments included narcotics unit detective, burglary detective, robbery detective, and multiple enforcement team detective. In 2009, Tom was promoted to the rank of sergeant. As a sergeant, he supervised patrol and worked as an area sergeant. He was eventually moved to the Detective Bureau, where he supervised the Property Crimes Unit, the Robbery Unit, and was the Auxiliary Homicide Sergeant. Tom was assigned to the department's SWAT team for over 20 years. He started as an operator and eventually worked as a team leader for his last 10 years. Since joining the department, he has been heavily involved in the department's firearms and tactics training. After the Columbine school shooting in April of 1999, Tom recognized a need for additional training at the San Bernardino Police Department. He began taking self-initiated classes and, by the end of 1999, had the department's active shooter training program and response protocols in place. Tom has a Bachelor of Science degree in Criminal Justice from the California Coast University. In 2020, Tom was promoted to lieutenant and became the Investigations Division Commander. He was formerly the Watch Commander in the Patrol Division. Lieutenant Frank McComber, Communications and Records Manager. Lieutenant McComber began his career with the San Bernardino Police Department in 1997 after serving 8 years in the United States Navy. As a police officer, Frank held assignments as a patrol officer, field training officer, district resource officer, and impact officer. In 2010, Frank was promoted to the rank of detective, and his assignments included burglary, robbery, and area detective. In 2013, Frank was promoted to the rank of sergeant and served as a patrol supervisor, field training program supervisor, and personnel and training unit manager. In 2018, Frank was promoted to the rank of lieutenant and was assigned as the interim animal services manager for the city's Animal Control and Sheltering Services Unit. He is currently assigned as the communications and records manager. Lieutenant McComber is a graduate of the Sherman Block Leadership Institute. He also earned a Bachelor of Science degree in business management with an emphasis in finance from the University of Redlands and a Master of Arts degree in business administration from the University of Redlands. Lieutenant Michelle Mayen, Administrative Services Manager. Lieutenant Michelle Mayen began her career with the San Bernardino Police Department in 1995 after she graduated from the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department Basic Academy. As a police officer, she worked patrol, problem-oriented policing, hostage negotiations, and in the Personnel and Training Division as the department recruiter. Michelle was also a drug recognition expert and field training officer. In 2007, Michelle was promoted to the rank of detective, and she continued as the recruiter before she was transferred to the Investigations Division and assigned to the Crimes Against Children Unit. After 2 years, she was reassigned to the Homicide Division, where she served as a homicide investigator for an additional 5 years. In 2015, Michelle was promoted to the rank of sergeant, and her assignments included patrol supervisor, field training supervisor, hostage negotiations team supervisor, and supervisor of the robbery and homicide units. In 2020, Michelle was promoted to the rank of lieutenant and became the Western District Commander. She was recently appointed as the Administrative Services Manager. Michelle is a graduate of Cajon High School in San Bernardino. She holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Psychology from the University of Phoenix and a Master of Science degree in Industrial and Organizational Psychology from Grand Canyon University. She is a graduate of the Sherman Block Leadership Institute, Class 415. Lieutenant John Bosick, Professional Standards Bureau. Lieutenant John Bosick began his career with the San Bernardino Police Department in 1990. As an officer, he worked patrol, problem-oriented policing programs and was a SWAT operator and team leader for 6 years. In 2001, John was promoted to the rank of detective, and was a burglary detective, robbery detective, assigned to the FBI office in Riverside for 5 years working under a top-secret clearance, Inland Regional Apprehension Task Force, and was a flight officer and supervised our air unit. In 2013, John was promoted to the rank of sergeant and was assigned to the patrol division. He later led the City Violent Crime Task Force consisting of SBPD, ATF, Homeland Security, Parole, Probation, and SBUSDPD. In 20 months, the team recovered 511 firearms, made 340 arrests, and recovered over 7 pounds of methamphetamine and 2 pounds of cocaine. John managed the police operations and security forces at the San Bernardino International Airport, SBD. He interacted with the Secret Service, the U.S. Marshals, FBI, Customs and Border Protection, U.S. Air Force, U.S. Marines, the Boeing Corporation, and the Defense Contract Management Agency, DCMA. In 2020, John was promoted to the rank of lieutenant and became the Professional Standards Bureau Manager. John graduated from the Sherman Block Supervisory Leadership Institute, Class 362. San Bernardino Police Department, setting the standard of excellence, image.png, forwarded message, from, realuphuman.net date, Tuesday, August 25, 2020 at 12:03 a.m. Subject, we never never can say try, try no, try not, Humana chat, Kevin Mark, solutions forward in hashtag stop gangstalking into my Humana health care, addressing HIV untreatable, hashtag conspiracy exposed terminates this app to, agents that care about helping you. Not, Latricia Williams, Wendy Ann Holmquist Brinkley, Wendy Ann Holmquist Brinkley, Bill Hirsch image.png at thisagentcares-banner.png https://u.facebook.com/thisagentcares/Yolanda, hello, it will be my pleasure to assist you today. Please allow me a moment to access your policy. Me, hi there Yolanda, we have an extremely true serious matter to put into a frame reference understanding, and when I attempted that with my rep, she blocked me on Facebook, so far has not contacted me. Did you read my intro? Yolanda, I apologize for this inconvenience. I will be glad to assist you today Mr. Driscoll. Me, please call me Martin Yolanda, while I access your policy, I want to take a moment to invite you to complete a short survey at the end of our chat. It will allow us to get your feedback on our interaction today. The survey will appear once we have finished and you click AOIN chat A. Yolanda, thank you Mr. Martin. Yolanda, yes I did read it. Yolanda, no worries. I will be glad to assist you today with that. Me, thank you, the more detailed data fields added into this record, the best Yolanda, is this for your sales representative. Yolanda, I'm glad that you like the system. Me, Trisha Williams, I am creating a pathway workaround, Yolanda, no worries, what kind of workaround are you trying to, Mr. Martin? Me, my full name is James Martin Driscoll and my name can be Googled to reflect a social media web presence on these matters. Me, I am a what is said, I am a targeted individual of hashtag gangstalking, you might not yet know what that is, patience here, the learning curve is in this chat's ability to my fingers actions to express this, masterfully. Yolanda, I understand. And I am so sorry that you are going through this. Can be a lot to handle. Me, the presence of gang stalking has been involved in my life for 15 years, follows me from region to region, city to city, started in 2005 in Oakland and present here in 2020 in my hometown of San Bernardino, CA. It is not just speculation here when I say this, it is directly relevant to my health conditions as a person living with HIV, AIDS disease since my first diagnosis in September 1999. Yolanda, I am so sorry that you are going through this Mr. Driscoll. Thank you for sharing your story with me, and I will be glad to assist you with anything you need. Me, we shall continue, on social media and personal journal documentation records, I have defined the tag, HIV untreatable me, please Yolanda, this is a test, http://music.gruup.net me, okay, so this chat accepts links, so I am going to be providing some links that are safe here, so you can reflect upon some graphic images, please open the images and read the text on the image, please Yolanda, I apologize Mr. Driscoll but we cannot navigate outside the Humana system. For security of our system. I am so sorry. Yolanda, we have restrictions to protect our computer. I apologize but I am not able to check links. I am so sorry Mr. Driscoll. Me, I assure you, this situation, Yolanda, what you just said to me, logically is not true, why? Because the link appears as a hyperlink in this chat content, so, here we go, I need you, this is not a request, this is a need, to place yourself into reference in this chat, if you need, obtain future permissions to explore the links that this chat opens for us as humans in this content, anything other, is an excuse to hold an ignore position into ignorance, sorry, that is the truth Yolanda, I apologize but I will take your suggestion. But I will be glad to read the information you share for me in the chat. Me, protect your computer all you like, as I am going to relate, that excuse of non-involvement is old and uncanny, because there are tools for us to use, most likely already in view to interrupt such malcode should it appear in links, I assure you, by siteadvisor links first me, I am still here Yolanda, I am so sorry that you feel that way. I am willing to help you Mr. Driscoll. But, I cannot check links for security. Do you have any questions about your policy? Me, will you link to an NIH.gov research paper on gangstalking? Me, https://u.ncbi.nlm.ni.gov/pmc/articles/pmc717813/Yolanda, I apologize. We can only check information related to your policy. Me, in J. Environ Res. Public Health. 2020 April, 17, 7, 2506. Published online 2020 April 6, doi 10.3390, IGER 17072506 PMCID, PMC 7178134 PMID, 32268595. The Phenomenology of Group Stalking, A Gang Stalking, A Content Analysis of Subjective Experiences. Lorraine Sheridan, 1, asterisk David V. James, 2, and Jaden Roth, 1. Me, We Are, Logically in a Muck of Hole, produced by Policy Not Technology. Yolanda, I cannot visit provided links. But you can give the information so I can understand the situation. Mr. Driscoll. Me, We Are going to find an exception to this rule. Me, I need you to contact your manager. I realize this is not a fault of yours. Me, this is a need, not a request. Me, I will wait 5 hours in this chat until this is placed into a success pathway. Yolanda, not a problem. Mr. Driscoll. I apologize for the inconvenience and allow me one moment to get my supervisor to our chat. If you should receive a chat timer warning, before I return, please reset the timer by typing and sending a message. Me, I need, as this is a healthcare matter, Humana to incorporate the content of that paper into View. Yolanda, and let me ask you before I bring my supervisor. Can you please tell me how can we help you today with your policy? Me, my policy provides that I have the right to have a doctor in HIV, AIDS care that I can have an open, honest relationship with. As a victim of gangstalking, and other various interplaying reasoning, I cannot have such a relationship. Doctors terminate care. I have not had an HIV, AIDS care doctor since March 1999 for this reason. Search YouTube, HIV untreatable. Me, YouTube is a safe site, so, your excuse of MALCODE avoidance is ridiculous. Me, https://u.youtube.com/results. Search query equals %23HIV-UNTRE-ATABLE. Yolanda, I understand Mr. Driscoll and have no worries. I will bring my supervisor to check how he can help you with this matter. Yolanda, once again, I apologize and bear with me please. Me, on your side of this chat, that is an active valid URL that you as a user can click. Why is such technology present in this tool? Me, thank you, I will be here 5 hours if I must to explore a new pathway. I will explain why. Yolanda, we will try our best to make sure that you get assistance. One moment, please. Kevin Mark is your new agent for the chat session. Kevin Mark, hello, it will be my pleasure to assist you today. Please allow me a moment to access your policy. Me, on my hands and knees, release me from this conspiracy, gangstalking tactics. Me, hi there Kevin, we have an NIH.gov research findings paper on gangstalking, it needs to be progressively placed into frame reference here in my healthcare. Me, I have a spoken voice narrative transcription audio, http://webdomains.rilipuman.net/ni.gov/pmc717813-4- The Phenomenology of Group Stalking - Single Quote Gang - Stalking Single Quote - A Content Analysis of Subjective Experiences - Sheridan - James - April 06, 2020 - audio.org. Me, note that is a relative recent released document. Me, https://u.ncbi.nlm.ni.gov/pmc/articles/pmc717813-4/int. J. Environ Res. Public Health. 2020 April, 17, 7, 2506. Published online 2020 April 6, doi 10.3390, IGER 17072506 PMCID, PMC 7178134 PMID, 32268595. The Phenomenology of Group Stalking, A Gang Stalking, A Content Analysis of Subjective Experiences. Lorraine Sheridan, 1, asterisk David V. James, 2, and Jaden Roth, 1. Me, I am a targeted individual of gangstalking for 15 years directly related to my HIV, AIDS condition as a person in community. These are direct not sideline issues that cannot be ignored in my healthcare within Humana Healthcare. Kevin Mark, and I am so sorry this is going on. It has been going through for too much time already. Kevin Mark, what can Humana do to help you? Me, NIH, Gov, National Institutes of Health, we are thinking from the same page. Me, Humana, as a agent of health in my life, I need to have an official means to present to law enforcement, which so far has been challenged, because, I expect that these matters might need to be put into reference on your side. And this conversation continued, in the case of the San Bernardino County District Attorney's Office and Mike Byers, their best authority, his involvement is highly questioned here to hold a conflict of interest to enforce the laws that are being broken here. More on that. I have an introduction YouTube video, and it is quite nasty, dysfunction on their part. Me, https://u.youtube.com/watch. B equals G9RJSVLYC8 being myself is not more than enough. I want to die. No help from any source I reach to. 19 views. A premiered August 22, 2020. The viewer of this video needs to open the chat log and to interface with this video. Me, yes, that is media posted because my First Amendment rights are being violated by the SBCDA office. Me, as I said, the interface to links are embedded into this chat, so why can you not use them? Me, this is a need, not an optional request. Kevin Mark, I can actually see that outside of everything I am in charge of, we currently don't have the permission to open any external link. Kevin Mark, and I understand, you are going through a very rough situation, as your healthcare provider we can meet, find, permissions, and later opportunities to intake. These are obviously our mindful choices here. Kevin Mark, we can offer you assistance through your benefits and, but we can't act outside of that. Me, can't is not a human condition that allows the haters here to always, intentionally always win. Me, sorry. Kevin Mark, my sales rep blocked me on Facebook instead of being an interface of Resolve. Me, her name right now is not as important, but to know, we cannot remain in a state of ignorance, due to a human fact of ignoring facts from your side. A fault, not a position of excellence. Kevin Mark, we know, we can't ignore it, is just there's not much that we can do in our end, as we can't take actions in that matter. Me, now, I can proceed to geo over to the Humana interface on Facebook to continue media. WEBPRESENCE introductions. Oyet of this chat, but I would like a person-to-person-to-person hane of record to these attempts. Me, understand, there is no such thing here as try, source, Yoda quotes, Star Wars, there is no such thing as try, you either do it or you don't. Me, Mr. Mark, I like that, can you please reflect a connection follow up onto your staff at Facebook interface and have them contact me. My it is, http://facebook.com/inthemindway. Kevin Mark, I can't promise it would happen through Facebook, but I can dig in and check, is there something we can do. Me, there is a solution here, I will not accept, no, for an answer. Me, this presence of hashtag gangstalking has been in my life for 15 years, has not terminated. Let me quote from the research findings. Me, 3. Results 3.1. Length of stalking. None of the writers of the narratives described their experiences as having ended. All 50 authors stated or implied that they had been gang-stalked for lengthy periods of time, e.g., one mentioned being seen by 7 psychologists during the period of being targeted, another described having been targeted whilst living in 3 different countries. The shortest case was described as having begun a in the last few months and the longest as continuing for a more than 22 years a. 3.2. Reasons for the gang stalking. The narratives were examined to establish whether the perceived reasons for being targeted by gang stalkers could be identified. Reasons were found in 20 of the 50 accounts. In all 20 cases, no named person was believed to be targeting the victim. Representative examples of the reasons given for the gang stalking were as follows. Aohi. To drive people to meet up groups or a psychiatrist so they can be medicated and or get more federal grants for more mental health instead of training a real police force. Post-traumatic stress disorder is a big seller in the area. AAO it is a brainwashing military experiment. Post-9/11, they isolate certain people to stop them acting against government. Amy, 5. Conclusions. The experience of being gang-stalked appears to be a widespread phenomenon that has been subject to little scientific examination. The current study provides a preliminary description of the phenomena involved that was produced by a methodology that did not incorporate preconceived assumptions. This provides a foundation upon which further research could be built. It also serves to confirm the harmful effects of the gang stalking experience upon sufferers, first set out in the only other study available. 5. These findings constitute a potent reason why gang stalking should be regarded as an important subject for study. Whilst it was important to adopt a methodology that allowed the phenomena constituting the experience of gang stalking to emerge de novo, it would now be appropriate to conduct studies of cases based upon specific questions in order to gain a clearer idea of the proportion of sufferers who experience each category of phenomenon, as the main categories have now been elucidated and the core phenomena described. This is because higher proportions are likely to be elicited through direct questioning than were found by studying internet descriptions. Finally, whilst this study has described the core phenomena of the gang stalking experience, the question remains as to whether gang stalking is a single phenomenon or represents several overlapping phenomena, each with its own defining pattern of experiences. Me, you have the moral agency by placing that text into this chat. We cannot drop this. Kevin Mark, have you reached out the police as you were being stalked in any previous experience you have had? Me, I will be saving this chat, posting to http://webdomains.relapumin.net/humana.org/ and http://webdomains.relapumin.net/humana.secure.force.com/me. Yes, take your mobile phone out, conduct a Google voice command, OK Google Sergeant Lanier Rogers, topmost match because I engineered the content to be me, failed interface of the San Bernardino City Police me, references this folder, not kidding, http://persons.fucktupuman.net/lanier.joseph.rogers.i/me, my case manager. Wendy Ann Holmquist http://wendy-ann-holmquist.fucktupuman.net less than, links me, video in public Google Drive, https://drive.google.com/file/d/1-5FMFJ/parvo6UAQuickPs9WXRJZ/view/Wendy-Ann-Holmquist, honesty by Billy Joel, mama 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 oh mama besure to read the comments to the side Kevin Mark. I don't think I can open those links trough my systems but I can imagine what's about and that's not okay me. Take a note, this chat log will be stored at http://webdomains.relapumin.net/humana.com/me. Just saved to archive Kevin Mark, I am so sorry that I can't help in some way. Me, share the public story, assist in breaking a hate conspiracy. Me, please transition a connect request to please to your Facebook interface. Me, please transition a connection request to your Humana Facebook social media interface. Kevin Mark, I can't promise it. Me, my Facebook ID, http://facebook.com/inthemindway. By the way, this is valid, http://facebook.fucktupuman.net. Me, a record of your Humana interface. Hashtag huge fail, http://facebook.fucktupuman.net/thisagentcares/me, seriously, http://humana-chat.kevin-mark.facebook.fucktupuman.net/thisagentcares/%23hyphen-treatable_-_humana_-simply-in-supportive_-simply-in-supportive_-bull-fucktupuman-shit-opening-parenthesis-1-closing-parenthesis.png. Me, I only represent the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in all of these regards. I expect a level of excellence from this, please, sir. Me, dead serious, sir. Kevin Mark, I can't access to that link through my system but thank you for sharing me. I have already had two attempts at a primary assignment doctor to a IDHIV, AIDS doctor fails. My third attempt begins on my birthday, September 1st, 2020. Sir, seriously, is the aid blow off? You cannot, absolutely cannot take that link out of your memory to conduct such link to truth actions outside of work time, sir. Me, failure to provide justification to excuse yourself from that here, sir, be real. Me, on that mindset, leads to http://humana.fucktupuman.net, which is a valid link, as unassigned content pointer direct, serves the root directory, sir, me, I am dead serious. Kevin Mark, why do you say that? Me, archived saved, because that is the open defined text space that I have active on my internet domains, as this is also valid, http://anything.anything.anything.anything.fucktupuman.net me, http://humana.relapuman.net me, http://humana.grewup.net, great reasons us will unite peace me, http://music, a Wesamekromobone playroom, school, try that Kevin Mark, I can try on those but unfortunately not right now me, http://humana/chat, Kevin Mark, August 240, 2020, music, a Wesamekromobone playroom, school, honesty, me, plays a YouTube video. Billy Joel, honesty, do you need me to grab the lyrics for this chat? Kevin Mark, is not necessary Mr. Driscoll me, search results knowledge result honesty Billy Joel if you search for tenderness it isn't hard to find you can have the love you need to live but if you look for truthfulness you might just as well be blind it always seems to be so hard to give honesty is such a lonely word everyone is so untrue honesty is hardly ever heard and mostly what I need from you I can always find someone to say they sympathize if I wear my heart out on my sleeve but I don't want some pretty face to tell me pretty lies all I want is someone to believe honesty is. Such a lonely word everyone is so untrue honesty is hardly ever heard and mostly what I need from you I can find a lover I can find a friend I can have security until the bitter end anyone can comfort me with promises again I know when I'm deep inside of me don't be too concerned I won't ask for nothing while I'm gone but when I want sincerity tell me where else can I turn cause you're the one I depend upon honesty is such a lonely word everyone is so untrue honesty is hardly ever heard and mostly what I need from you source. Lyric Find Songwriters, Billy Joel Honesty Lyrics A Copyright Sony, ATV Music Publishing LLC, Universal Music Publishing Group, Songtrust Avenue Me, there it is anyway so we have an understanding me, a working solution sir please, me, I am most polite Jerry sir me, here sir Kevin Mark, I agree on that Kevin Mark, that's such a nice song me, thank you, may your family remain safe in our virus pandemic and as you are in a field closer than I appreciate your taking risks to be in this chat with me today, without such work ethics. Collapse of all sanity would be the result Kevin Mark, thank you, my best wishes to you too Mr. Driscoll me, you can link to, http://music.growup.net, http://music.fucktupwoman.net, etc., there is directory of tracks me, there is even a random track selector me, one reason why I am a targeted individual in hashtag gangstalking me, see, http://community.growup.net/20/tag search YouTube, hashtag words to live by topmost matches my video media me, shortcut 20 is a full video playlist Kevin Mark, I can check on those tracks later on. I understand they have a big message me, thank you, I need an official document of health directives to interface with law enforcement to engage with me as a citizen, avoidance of this is not an option. Me, I end with this poem, posted online at http://inthemindway.blogspot.com, April 30, 1999 Me, in the mind way skin it is the pathway that the mind travels that is so sacred we are all sharing so free without hatred. There are no limits to stop us, so no reason to quit. The universe of happiness and its discovery is out here, let's get on it, it's our trip, Humana Chat Kevin Mark, Google Search, Rilapuman Partial Thoughts, me, thank you Kevin Mark, it's such a good poem, thanks for sharing. Me, chat content archived saved me, verifying file, please keep chat open until this is done, firsts hear me, okay Kevin Mark, Mr. Driscoll there isn't too much I can do my end to further help you, it has been a real pleasure, you've shared with me many things that I will keep but I might not be able to work further me, sir, use the tools on your website to direct your user actions to your Facebook interfaces set up to the public, you know that, me, unless you do not have a Facebook account Kevin Mark, personally I don't me, then, I will use the content that is in this chat, archived, to introduce the matter, that should work. Thank you for bringing this point into reference. Kevin Mark, you are welcome Mr. Driscoll me, I have to save this again, smiley face, me, closing, Kevin Mark, it's okay me, my 55th birthday is on September 1st, 2020, keep me in mind, that day, perhaps check in on what has been placed into reference on social digital footprints of these, you are instrumental in pathways of solutions, Kevin Mark, I noticed that, I wish you have enjoy that day and I will keep you in mind Mr. Driscoll, I hope you have a happy birthday me, hope, maybe not all hope is lost. Would you me please forward up to your chain of persons above in authority in your Humana me care, please, me, I need some clout. To unstick this from a hidden deep secret agenda of conspiracy. Me, HIV untreatable me, hashtag conspiracy exposed terminate sysap me, hashtag government sponsored hate me, saving. Me, file archived, me, on last, this is truth, http://cdc.fucktupwoman.net, redirects to a change.org petition, to replace CDC HIV director Dr. Honatan Merman, He is involved in a hate conspiracy cover-up Kevin Mark, that's not good at all me. More info, http://index.grewup.net Twitter ID, @grewup@realapuman, great reasons us will unite peace me. The change presentation page reflects the Glassdoor reviews for various Ryan White Care ACT-funded social service agencies, me, recommend the 34-minute audio presentation link me, go to my petition AS dashboard replace. CDCHIV Dur at Dermerman CDC immediately. He's involved in cover-up of hate conspiracy. James Driscoll started this petition to United States Department of Health and Human Services and three others. I have no HIV care doctor and no functional interface to social services as a person living with HIV, AIDS that hate is being held against me and others in the HIV communities as a policy administration with a hate bias internal of the HHS, CDC, Ryan White Care Act funded services and doctor-provider care. All involvements of access to care terminated. This is what happened in my very last HIV doctor clinic session. Link has II spoken voice text narrative interface. This change.org petition description has a spoken voice text narrative audio file available to link and play at playtime 9 minutes 13 seconds. Alternative direction. Instead of replacing Dr. Merman, we take on a different change paradigm. Peace, reconciliation, absolutions and resolves. Time for something new. All unite for commons messaging and music presentation, playtime 34 minutes, asterisk restructure the entire systemic wicked problem of intractable conflict to a win-win solution, the entire Ryan White Care ACT policy adherence rules and reprimands for violations, starting at the top and working down to each local service agency, client interfaces and HIV doctor provider care for complete new understanding. See beyondintractability.org me, http://webdomains.realapuman.net/change.org/alt%20-%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20% Let me check on something real quick me, okay Kevin Mark, I was just reading the statement just put into this chat me, yes, Kevin Mark, once more thank you for sharing Mr. Driscoll me, I have signed up for a third attempt primary care doctor reset at Humana. My two prior attempts hashtag huge fail, I am dead serious. Me, it was March 2019 when I last had an HIV CAR doctor assigned Kevin Mark, I am trying to see what I can find on this specialist type Kevin Mark, what happened with this doctor. Me, if you are good on names, here, I am one to present facts by sure shock and awe, yes, this happened, the doctor would not reverse his position that he had a duty to follow the AMA Journal of Ethics to repair difficult physician-patient relationship with me. Me, full content archive date container, http://dr-eric-tomomi-shigeno.fucktupuman.net/vitals-review-archived and saved, audio spoken voice narrative interface provided, music presence its conclusive messaging, this is wrong to continue against me. http://dr-eric-tomomi-shigeno.fucktupuman.net/vitals.com-reviews/me, he would not fix it, ended in court, claiming false accusations of harassment, a restraining order, but this has a twist. Kevin Mark, what happened next? Me, http://dr-eric-tomomi-shigeno.fucktupuman.net/sanbernardino-superior-court/gmail%20-20%20defendant%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%%%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20% transgresses into the doctor claiming threats made, http://dr-eric-tomomi-shigeno.fucked-up-woman.net/sandbernardino-superior-court/gmail%20-%20-defendant%20-address%20-to-%20-the-%20-court%20-for%20-the-%20-public%20-record%20-of%20-of%20-truth.htm This is long. Me, I would like to address the court and make a public statement for the Commonwealth interests that are above what is either the plaintiff or defendant A's positions in regards to this case. That would be the understanding of the causes of mass gun shootings and the methods to which the society can apply to stop the epidemic of this ongoing and seemingly never-ending event after event after event of human slaughter killings. Dear Your Honor, opposing counsel attorney Dale Henderson, the petitioner of a restraining order Dr. Eric Tomomi Shigeno, supporters of the defendant appearing in court to include my mother and neighbor along with all interested peoples of the public commonwealth as this case is being recorded and will become an imperishable record for all time human history. I relate as an author here what are current AO published works as they are presented currently on the publicly accessible surface web indexed informational society medium formats. This includes a history of every single fax directed by this author to petitioner as well as recent faxing directed to his counsel. I consider these faxes published works. Does anyone wish to disagree with this? Review public directory contents of http://dr-eric-tomomi-shigeno.fucktupwoman.net/faxes/I-ask-for-you to consider these logically applied thoughts into view and by having such application of view creates a condition that cannot be perceived as words issued by this author as threats. The standard that I would like to mention is the use of language. If an author mentions suicide within the text body of their words, the presence of such a word term as suicide does not imply nor should it ever by default that the author as intention reflects the position as being suicidal. Taking this out of context to apply to any author on this subject to imply such an intention would be dangerous to consider as a standard approach. Dangerous that no author would write about suicide if such a standard existed. If such a standard existed, it would oppress the ability for the freedom of expression and the First Amendment to the United States Constitution to have the ability to discuss suicide in any format. We can apply this same argument on the mere mention of the word a homicide does not imply that the author is homicidal. If a standard exists, it must allow for the freedom of expression to exist to freely express the subject of homicide without being inverted upon the author as the intention to cause homicides. We must find that logic exists in the use of language standards. Now as these logics continued, the mere mention of a mass gun shootings a does not imply the standard by default that such a mention by an author should take a standard that the author is intended on acting out harm by a mass gun shooting event at all, nor would it imply a target to be implicitly directed against a single person. Taking this mere mention of phrase into consideration and holding such a deviation of standard approach that targets the author as the mass gun shooter would be dangerous to the freedoms of expression and the freedoms of speech. Now apply this to the term also being characterized as a threat, mass murder. If such a deviation of standard exists that places the mere mention of the phrase, mass murder, as an issued threat, then this article cannot be referenced. Mass murder is capitalist misery, economy meets psychology me, why Harriet Fraad, July 1, 2017 https://u.democraciatwork.info/capitalist_misery_economy_meets_psychology This article is the source of Nine Scourges 12 Steps, the Nine Scourges of Inequality and the 12 Steps of Social Improvement to Rebuild Trust in Our Communities. See meme directory, http://meme.growup.net/%239scourges12steps/ The standard that must be applied here must allow the freedom of speech to express the term a mass gun shootings a and subsequently the term, mass murder, as a point of discussion and a deviation from this standard that has been applied here in this case by the method that is explicitly said is the position of the petitioner. Implied threats cannot be reached nor can the petitioner expand on any expression of words together from author outside these terms by themselves that shutters the petitioner's emotions to imply that mere mention of the phrase, mass gun shootings, or, mass murder, scares him to an irrational mind. Are we going to allow the irrational mind to rule over the logistics of rational thinking here? That is dangerous and has the effect of suppressing my freedoms of speech. This does not consider the expression fully of the English language upon the authored words which are now AO published works of this author for the entire public to review. As the court has imposed a deviation of the standard that is dangerous to apply to the use of the word a suicide a, the use of the word a homicide a and subsequently as this case applies the use of the phrases a mass gun shootings a and mass murder. Now, why is this deviation of a rational standard that has been applied in this case dangerous to the author's freedoms of speech? because it is noteworthy and the public has the ability to review, the total of all faxes directed to the petitioner was to engage a discussion point of reference on the subject of mass gun shootings, that this author actually has the implicit point of view of one who is attempting to get a public's attention to the solution, or at least referenced and filed in the defendant's answer, an antidote to apply on a conscience level across society to place a counterpointing force to stop these mass gun shootings. But if you allow the deviation of standard to apply to this case as it has already shown, is dangerous to my authorship and any other authorship's future forward to the corrective needs that must be addressed in a public arena to discuss on how to address any kind of social correction, or fix, for the conditions that are in place that is at the foundation of the cause for mass gun shootings. How can this court apply this deviation of standard and such an application that is dangerous to anyone who might also wish to publicly discuss this topic? To hold a discussion without having such inversions that have been applied into the filing of this case to be continued. In that deviation of standard, we are never able to hold a discussion forward about the topic of mass gun shootings, and they will continue to never be able to be addressed for public discussion. That is what is before you in this case. All the defendant is asking for is a public forum and discussion about the termination of a hate conspiracy embedded in the Ryan White Care Act funded social service agencies and doctor provider care network as such a conspiracy has taken into consideration as one major source of the erosion of trust that is causing mass gun shootings. The two subjects are interdependent and are inseparable to consider before you this day. By holding the misapplied logic's deviation of standard against this author is dangerous to the freedoms of speech and should not be allowed. If the petitioner could pull out a fully formed worded threat that is expanded directly to imply upon the author's words, have him do so before this court or have this case dismissed immediately and the petitioner and counsel reprimanded for their obvious attempt to deceive and manipulate the court proceedings at the detriment to the intention of defendant to find and provide an answer for discussion to resolve these mass gun shooting events. Thank you. My mother would like to also address this court. Can she please be given that time to address this court for how the hate received from the source of social services from these circumstances has drastically altered the life course of the defendant, her son. She writes to the doctorful show on some kind of resolution to these matters. https://twitter.com/grewup/status/94770892244962918 4me, I will wait till you get caught up, me, I represent the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Me, they did not dismiss the case, for conspiracy holds, I lose. Me, you can call my mother at 909-882-8759. She is also a Humana healthcare subscriber, Veronica Ann Driscoll, same address here as me. She is rather worried in all of these events that there is no remedy to, and I am dead, really sir, this is real. Since you indeed have links here in this chat, your policy that you refuse to link up to the links presented to you as a user in this chat, is bogas to need, I have my suspect conclusions why you hold such a policy, because you do not want to get caught into a informational vortex that you cannot place into truth references, a waste of time, this is not that kind of human being here, and, if that is really the reason why you cannot link, tell me now, and link to what is presented. So we can proceed honorable, with the need to deceive this record, because of sure speed of delivery of your work effort, hashtag wrongwaythinkingparadigm here, me, at GrewUp2020, Humana chat Kevin Mark, addressing the learning curve Kevin Mark, my apologies, I was just reading what mentioned earlier me, don't lie to me, by Barbara Streisand from album Walls http://humana-chat-kevin-mark.music.fucktuphuman.net/don't-lie-to-me/me, sir, that appears as a valid click hyperlink in this chat tool. Really, sir, what restrictions are in place, filtering, that stops the progression of process after linking. Me, that links to a 4-part YouTube video playlist me, on YouTube Kevin Mark, thank you for sharing that. Me, as referenced in URL naming addressing, the presence of your ID there, informs you as the recipient, more of an obligation to link, and disregarding that obligation is not really consented, to pass by, ignoring it, into a void, of our exchanges here, you hold ignorance, for which, this chat turns, unbalances, and perhaps fails. You know what I am talking about. Kevin Mark, no, I know I can't ignore that me, so, in order for a future position of removing ignorance, you will find this chat archived and re-read it, and follow the active links as it is, showing, I will create a PDF, for that right now. Upload it, and if you have a mobile device outside of your working network, no fucked up human excuses sir. Kevin Mark, that sounds great, I could do that Mr. Driscoll me, shit, this chat client is not presenting the entire page, hold on. Kevin Mark, I noticed there was something wrong, okay me, are you using a Chrome browser right now, if not, okay, but you can save this file, open in Chrome. Uploading Kevin Mark, I don't think I will be able to save a file, my computer currently doesn't have the permission to do so me, I can archive it publicly me, http://webdomains.realapuman.net/humana.com/created/folder/kevin-mark, thank you Mr. Driscoll me, http://humana-chat-kevin-mark.webdomains.realapuman.net/humana.com/me, instant direct ID reference URL Kevin Mark. I am afraid that I will need to discontinue this chat. If we are not in the need of checking your plan benefits as it's our role, I will need to disconnect. I really appreciate all your sharing, and that you took the time to share with me your own personal experiences too. I am generating a call back for you, so I wanted to check your phone number, could you be so kind to check that for me? Me, index of slash humana.com icon name last modified size description, parentdir, parent directory, Humana customer service, MHTML the 24th of August 2020 16 14 680k, Humana customer service.pdf the 24th of August 2020 16 14 48k me, http://webdomains.realapuman.net/humana.com/humana%20customer%20service.mhtml me, simple. Me, let me save again, and I do appreciate your time. Me, my cell is 909-763-8481, all, call, recorded, the main house line is the number on my account 909-882-8759 my mom might annoy Kevin Mark, thank you for that Mr. Driscoll, I will keep this information and ensure someone calls you back me, sound more dedicated to a resolve than the last time you left it, thank you Kevin Mark, I hope you have a good day Mr. Driscoll's. Kevin Mark Driscoll, sorry, added an extra S me, if that would be only things, don't sweat the small stuff, smiley face, me, saving again me, first time with this chat, I am not sure what happens instantly as, end chat, is processed, but here we go. Me, bye bye bye, we never never can say try, try no, try not, no such attempts succeed, one either does it, or the do not. Kevin Mark, thank you so much for your time Mr. Driscoll, I will be ending the chat session soon.